It is 7 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Wolf is woken up by 4:20 blackbirds. "What's the time?" Mr. Wolf, they tweet. "It's time for blackbird pie," yawns Mr. Wolf.
It is 8 o'clock in the morning. All Mr. Wolf's neighbours slam their doors on the way to work. Goes the door of the stone house. Goes the door of the wooden house. Goes the door of the straw house. "What's the time, Mr. Wolf?" giggle the three little pigs. "It's time for bacon sandwiches," mutters Mr. Wolf.
It is 9 o'clock in the morning. Here comes the post girl on her little red hood. "About time too," thinks Mr. Wolf, running to the door. But there is nothing for Mr. Wolf. Not so much as a card. Poor Mr. Wolf.
It is 10 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Wolf is trimming his hairs on his chinny chin chin. Then his phone rings. Mr. Wolf hears a then an oink, then a finally, a voice squeals. "What's the time, Mr. Wolf?" "Not you lot again," groans Mr. Wolf. "It's time you little pigs brought a watch. Goodbye." And he puts the phone down.
It is 11 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Wolf's tummy gives a loud rumble. "What's the time, Mr. Wolf?" he wonders. "Time for a snack?" But he goes to his cupboard. It is bare. Even his dish has run off with his spoon.
It's 12 o'clock and midday. "Time to go shopping," thinks Mr. Wolf. He is halfway to the shops when it starts to rain. "Time I bought an umbrella," thinks Mr. Wolf. It is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a mouse running up Mr. Wolf's clock. "What's the time, Mr. Wolf?" squeaks the mouse. But Mr. Wolf doesn't answer. Mr. Wolf is out.